FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, May 21st, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, fair skies, 51 degrees.
Light traffic, good speeds. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, our worst fears have happened today. That's how one person describes the devastation in Oklahoma after a mile-wide tornado ripped through the town of Moore.
At least 51 people were killed. Our live team coverage, Oklahoma tornado, begins with Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, this thing was enormous.
Oh my God!
An EF4 tornado stretching a mile wide. It was on the ground for several minutes. It targeted, among all the homes and buildings, schools. Plaza Towers Elementary School in Moore suffered a direct hit. This guy ran to the school right after the storm passed.
They were stuck underneath the wall and everything, and all you could hear, they were just crying for help. You could just hear the terror in their voices and stuff. They were really, really scared.
The official death toll right now stands at 51, including 20 children. That is expected to rise. Our live team coverage, Oklahoma Tornado, continues now with ABC's Marcy Gonzalez.
The destruction includes two elementary schools that were packed with students when the storm hit. The violent winds flattened walls, killing dozens. Frantic rescuers raced to pull children from the rubble. This morning, officials fear more young victims will be found inside.
A Utah couple who just moved to Kansas is getting their first taste of living in Tornado Alley. Michelle Huckabee and her boyfriend had left their hotel to grab a bite to eat.
You could hear the storm moving in, and it sounded like, almost like an enormous freight train that was barreling towards us. So we went downstairs and stepped outside, and the sky went from gray to black almost immediately with this eerie green tint.
She says hail the size of ping pong balls started pounding down on them, and the staff rushed everybody into the innermost part of the building.
No LDS missionaries serving in the area affected by the tornado were hurt. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has released a statement Monday saying, "Our thoughts and prayers are with those affected by the severe weather. All LDS missionaries have been accounted for and will continue to take appropriate safety precautions."
Other national stories we're following. It's not just Republicans. A Senate committee run by Democrats is opening hearings into IRS abuses.
Back for a second round of congressional hearings. Outgoing Internal Revenue Service Commissioner Stephen Miller, who ran into a buzzsaw of disbelief when he denied trying to mislead Congress about the agency targeting conservative groups. This was Miller last week with Congressman Paul Ryan.
You knew that, but you didn't mention this to the committee. Do you not think that that's a very incomplete answer?
I answered the question truthfully.
In advance of today's hearing, committee leaders asked the IRS more than three dozen pointed questions about who knew of the abuses and when. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
Apple CEO Tim Cook will be on Capitol Hill today after a new Senate report that charges that Apple is avoiding paying billions of dollars in U.S. income taxes through a complex web of offshore entities. The report does say what Apple is doing is legal, but it raises questions about loopholes. They say Apple pays less than 2% tax rate through subsidiaries in Ireland, for example. The U.S. corporate tax rate is 35%.
Susan Cox Powell's parents are expected to speak later today now that the active phase into their daughter's disappearance has now officially ended.
Meanwhile, more details are emerging from West Valley PD's massive release of information. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Andrew?
For example, Amanda, did you know Josh Powell apparently had an affair as recently as 6 months prior to Susan's disappearance? Case files show West Valley police were contacted by a woman who says she had a sexual relationship with Powell after meeting him through a dating service. He'd been going by the name John Staley, and he paid about $800 during that time frame. Here's a voicemail from Josh, by the way, when he appeared the whole family was missing.
Hopefully he got to work okay, and of course, give me a call. We're planning on picking you up, but let me know, because if you have plans afterwards or whatever.
It was after several other people had called out of concern for Susan. Susan's parents are expected to talk more. That's in the noon hour our time. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Federal investigators are offering a $5,000 reward after arson hit an Ogden church earlier this month. They say sometime during the evening of Sunday, May 5th, somebody threw a Molotov cocktail through the kitchen window of an LDS church meeting house on 13th Street. The fire was contained to the kitchen and burned itself out.
A former Weber State star is accused of instigating a fight with a couple of Portland men. But police are not looking at Damian Lillard as a suspect. Cleon Wall has that story live from the KSL 24-hour News Center. Cleon?
Amanda, this is Damian Lillard, the anti-bully.
Respect.
But a couple of brothers who wanted to take a picture of the NBA Rookie of the Year tell KGW Lillard actually started a fight.
He actually looked like he was going to try to go up to my brother and start fighting him. And since he did that, the rest of the guys started getting like wild up too, and they thought it was okay to just start fighting out of nowhere.
Philip Olwina say men started hitting him. They believe he's part of Lillard's entourage. Jermaine suffered injuries. Portland police are checking out the weekend altercation, but they say Lillard is not a suspect right now. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
The funeral of Frances J. Monson, wife of Thomas S. Monson, president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, will be held in the Salt Lake Tabernacle at noon on Thursday. The public is invited to the funeral service. There will be no public viewing.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News.
The Economic Policy Institute published a study saying there is no shortage of skilled tech workers in the U.S., and tech companies are lying to get access to cheap overseas labor. The study says twice as many people in the U.S. graduate.
And we'll have more on that story coming up.
KSL News Time, 5:05.
Why wouldn't you sell your gold at Utah Gold Buyers? It's a good question, because as the name implies, buying gold and some diamonds is all we do. We're not a jewelry store, and we're not a pawn shop. We're a gold buying store, a relaxed, comfortable space to sell your diamonds or gold. And because buying gold and diamonds is all we do, we have to do it well. Now think about that. We have to be super competitive, and that means you can get the most possible money in a comfortable, zero-pressure, no-sales environment. Which would be great news if you have unwanted gold to sell. Hey, now's a great time to sell your gold. Gold prices are still extremely high, and you'll get a fair price for it. Some places you might go. That being the case, why wouldn't you sell your gold a better, more comfortable, more relaxed way? Why wouldn't you sell your gold at the Gold Buying Store? Utah Gold Buyers, 8 locations and online at utahgoldbuyer.com. Now in Layton, on Antelope Drive next to Target, and in Logan on North Main Street next to Walmart.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
News Radio.
Coming up at 5:15.
Sometimes you need more than practice to make perfect. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
The Supreme Court is taking on a case of prayer in public meetings. The justices say they will review an appeals court ruling that held that a New York town violated the Constitution by opening its meetings with prayers that stressed Christianity.
Tech experts say as immigration reform gains steam, the federal government is looking at the shortage of skilled workers the wrong way. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels explains.
The Economic Policy Institute published a study saying there is no shortage of skilled tech workers in the U.S., and tech companies are lying to get access to cheap overseas labor. The study says twice as many people in the U.S. graduate with technical degrees than go on to work in those fields. Men's Health tech blogger Greg Stebbin says unemployed techies and prospective employers are both right.
I think it depends on whether you're the talent, you want the greatest salary you can get, or you're a company and you want to keep your costs as low as you can get. They're both perfectly valid perspectives given who they are.
Stebbin says today's graduates have the right training, but their competition is simply cheaper. Logan Daniels, KSL News Radio.
A new poll finds identity theft is among the top concerns of travelers.
When people leave home, they often need to bring a passport or other important personal documents with them.
That means you're vulnerable, and if there's one group of folks who take advantage of vulnerability, it's identity thieves.
Adam Levin of the firm Identity Theft 911.
People have reason to be concerned, because when you travel, travel, you are distracted.
Before leaving home, copy your documents so you can prove your identity if you lose them.
Take important documents, scan them, put them on an encrypted thumb drive. Don't leave them in your computer.
Have a password for your computer or smartphone.
ABC's Richard Davies reports high costs, personal safety, and the possibility of getting sick are also high on the concern list for those planning to leave home.
KSL News Time 509, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Let's go to the traffic center and Ricky Meese. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, Grant and Amanda. Well, this morning we're starting off with mostly dry roads, not like this time yesterday where the rain was coming down. Traffic is light on all the valley freeways and it's moving at very good speeds. We have no problems reported on the freeways, our main secondaries, or our side streets. If you're northbound on I-15, 20 to 25 minutes gets you from Draper into downtown. For southbounders, you're looking at about 15 to 20 minutes from Lagoon into 6 North, downtown Salt Lake City. When you're throwing a party or planning a larger event, the professionals at Diamond Rental can help you put it all together. From linens to tents, Diamond has what you need. DiamondRental.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. Mostly sunny skies today. Beautiful, warmer up to 78. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nights. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
51 downtown.
The devastation in Oklahoma is heartbreaking. Hearing the accounts of a mile-wide tornado funnel. And devastation in that town, in Moore, Oklahoma. The confirmed death toll is 51. We've heard estimates as high as 91 this morning. 20 children. Just an unbelievable scene of destruction. And more tornadoes may be going through that tornado alley again today. We'll have the very latest information for you all morning here on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hey, Dad. Whoa, what is that?
Oh, hey, son. What do you think? It's my new bike.
It's great, but how did you afford it?
Your college fund. What else?
Dad, what were you thinking?
Well, your mom and I realized we never talked to you about the dangers of drinking alcohol underage.
But I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, sure, not yet. But your mom and I never set clear rules about no underage drinking, so it's probably just a matter of time.
Dad!
We really let you down, son. New research shows that alcohol can impair memory and learning capabilities in a teen's developing brain. So you're not going to need that college fund after all.
There's still time to set rules.
Well, son, I don't know. We really should have talked to you sooner.
Honey, the hot tub is here. What? I don't drink, and I want to go to college.
Well, I guess there is that 30-day return policy. But don't tell your mom. She tried on like 300 swimsuits.
Want to keep your kids alcohol-free? Visit parentsempowered.org.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches? Well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat. Or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mopping things up. Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Susan Cox Powell's parents are expected to react later today. West Valley Police announced the end of the active phase of their investigation. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Rogers.
Other local stories we're following for you. The Salt Lake City pediatrician charged with killing his ex-wife will remain in jail on a $1.5 million cash-only bail. The judge says he is not likely to change the bail for John Brickman Wall without knowing the case.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
We are looking at another good start to the morning drive. Roads are drying out, and we are in the process of seeing some light traffic just now starting to build, but only on the southbound side in Davis County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and warmer today. It's going to be a nice one, up to 78. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now downtown, 51 degrees.
They look just like the real thing, but be careful. More and more electronics goods are counterfeit, and some can be dangerous. Los Angeles Police Detective Barrett Halcrum says knockoffs may save you money, but you may not realize where that money is going.
If there's a legitimate product developed or made or manufactured, there's also a counterfeit counterpart. These kind of goods, they go to fund, you name it, organized crime, terrorism.
It's not just high-end items either. He says people counterfeit things as simple as extension cords.
I'm Amy Iverson with the Browsers. This new type of fabric reminds me of when you see raindrops dripping down windows in rows. Well, grad students at UC Davis stitched thread that attracts water into water-repellent fabric. What happens is the thread sucks water toward it, and any liquid drains down pre-designed channels in the fabric. The rest of the material stays completely dry and breathable. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
And one of the aspects of the aftermath of a tornado is the FEMA response, the emergency response. Coming up at 5:45, we'll talk with Tom Panuzio, former special assistant to the director of FEMA.
And this is our top story, of course. The people in Moore, Oklahoma, bracing for another harrowing long day. The rescue workers are still searching an elementary school that took a direct hit from yesterday's tornado. At least 51 people confirmed dead, including 20 children.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
And that death toll is expected to rise as the sun comes up. Several neighborhoods were flattened. This woman removed children from the rubble of a collapsed elementary school.
As you can imagine, having to pull anybody deceased out, whether it be children or adults, is just going to be overwhelming for a person.
Oklahoma County Commissioner Brian Mond says a number of children are still unaccounted for at Plaza Towers Elementary.
It's just a very graphic situation for even those of us who've come obviously well after the storm has passed.
Josiah Parker attends Briarwood Elementary in Moore. He fears his house in Westmore is flattened. He and his brother are now waiting to hear from their parents.
Where are you going to stay now?
If my mom and dad are still alive, they're probably going to take us to a hotel to our house if we're about.
Winds were 200 miles per hour. It could become the deadliest tornado in our nation's history. Pope Francis just urged people through Twitter to join him in prayer for the families of those who died, especially those who lost young children. And President Obama is expected to speak about the Oklahoma tornadoes coming up at 8 o'clock our time this morning. You can hear that live right here on KSL News Radio. Other news today, police plan to release more than 300 photos that investigators took right after the January 2011 shooting rampage in Tucson, Arizona. Six people were killed, 13 wounded, including former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. And only one more rough day of commuting in New England. The trains between Connecticut and the Big Apple should be back up and running tomorrow morning after that train derailment on Friday that injured 70 people. Crews have been working overtime around the clock to fix the cars and the track. So that's a little bit of good news up
in
New England.
Man, that's cool. That's quick work.
Yeah, it's pretty quick. They were thinking Monday at the earliest, so that's good news.
Yeah, they got, well, a lot of commuters are happy about that.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Brian. One of the stories we're following, Senator Stevenson is thinking about bringing gun makers to Utah. And that I'm sure people have some feelings about. Story on that coming up on KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 minutes past the hour.
Right now, 519, traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Ricky.
Thank you, Amanda. Well, southbound traffic along I-15 in Davis County is starting to build, but only in spots. And those spots are going to be scattered in all the usual places between Hill Air Force Base, right on into the north interchange. You'll go for a distance with hardly anybody on the road and then see a patch of traffic traffic that is building. But overall, Davis County drivers, you have a smooth commute with good speeds. Northbound I-15, no problems from Provo up to the point of the mountain, rounding the point and headed through Draper into downtown. The rest of the Valley freeways also seeing lighter traffic and no problems. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo, Ralph Lauren. Dine at Johnny Rockets and more. Visit outlets at traversemountain.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's Grant Wayman with the KSL 7-day forecast.
The kickoff to summer is almost here, and we've got some pretty nice weather leading up to it. Partly cloudy today and 78, sunny, breezy 80s tomorrow. A touch cooler, mix of sun and clouds Thursday. We're back in the 70s. 70s Friday. Saturday, mostly sunny and low 80s. Sunday, upper 70s and sunshine. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, but it looks like it'll stay warm. 75. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, downtown, 51 degrees.
The very latest from Oklahoma now from ABC News.
After a long night of looking for survivors in suburban Oklahoma City, today they expect the death toll to rise.
As you can imagine, having to pull anybody deceased out, whether it be children or adults, is just going to be overwhelming for a person.
Heather Sowers helping with the rescue efforts in the suburb of Moore, Oklahoma. As it stands now, 51 are confirmed dead, including 20 children. ABC's Jim Ryan also is in Moore.
As early as last week, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon was being briefed on the potential for severe weather right through Monday. But she couldn't have anticipated the nightmare unfolding here.
Very hard day, a tragic day of tremendous disaster that has hit this community of Moore and other areas of the state.
Despite lightning and lingering rain, crews have been working through the night in hopes of finding more survivors in the debris of the many collapsed buildings. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Moore, Oklahoma.
Spokeswoman Amy Elliott with the Oklahoma City Medical Examiner's Office tells us she believes at least 91 people are dead. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Meanwhile, ABC's David Muir is on the scene at the devastated school.
Overnight, the frantic search for survivors, the young ones at Plaza Towers Elementary School, one of two schools decimated by that two-mile-wide twister.
Looks like it just took the gymnasium right down to the center of it there. I mean, it just tore through it like a truck just run right through the center of it.
The massive tornado touching down just as students were about to be released, their last week of school before summer vacation. Many of them hunkered down in closets and classrooms in bathrooms, clinging to hope and to one another.
I just can't imagine these parents calling out in the night for their children. And so, of course, we have at least 51 people confirmed dead, 20 of those children. And the death toll continues to rise as they search through the night there in Moore, Oklahoma. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio.
We will also have money news coming up for you, 25 and 55 past the hour. We'll check that for you, and traffic and weather together again on the nines at 29 past.
Good morning, KSL News Time. It's 5:23.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So, I made a call to HUD to confirm that, indeed, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now, we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The facts are shocking. One in four Utahns is obese,
and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by four times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health.
That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life, your health.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? What if something you already do every day suddenly had the power to help you live longer, look younger, have more energy, lose weight, save money, get sick less, feel better more, reduce risk of chronic disease, increase lifespan, improve cholesterol, and refresh your outlook? It's Green Tea HP. Remember, it's a substitute, not a supplement. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green Tea HP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green Tea HP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at Fashion Place, Southtown, Newgate Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall along the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green Tea HP.
Trust Zero Res. Watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio. We have credit card news. Credit card late payments have declined 19%. TransUnion says more consumers tackled their holiday debt repayment in the first quarter of this year than last.
DHL Express is the Guinness Book of World Records. Last summer, the transportation company delivered 30,000 pizzas to American GIs serving in Afghanistan.
Wow.
Pizzas for Patriots organized the massive pizza party to give troops a taste of home. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, that's great.
That's a great story.
More than 120 banks across the country are pledging to help veterans. The Small Bank Administration is raising business loans to veterans by 5% a year over the next 5 years.
Two great stories about our people serving in the military. Let's see what's going on with your money at this moment. We are in the red. The Dow is down 3 points. Dow futures down 3 points. The S&P is down 2.5 and the NASDAQ down 3.75.
All morning we'll have team coverage at the top and bottom of the hour. The very latest information from Oklahoma on Utah's Morning News.
Memorial Day's on top of us. So keep using your KSL preset for a 7-day forecast for updates on the holiday.
Highs in the mid-80s, could see an isolated thunderstorm or two this evening.
The 7-day forecast, every hour at 20 and 50. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes, like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of the Montana Office of Tourism, or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival, featuring the Utah Foster Care Foundation's Chalk Art Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. How are things shaping up, Ricky?
Well, we are actually looking at a very good commute this morning. We're waking up to dry roads, something different than we had this time yesterday morning. And for those traveling north or southbound I-15, you have good speeds and no problems between Ogden and Provo. The 21st South Freeway, I-215's west belt, now just starting to see a little bit of traffic, but over to the east, still very dark and quiet, nobody on the roads on I-80 and I-215. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL Weather Center. Can't be a day like today. Sunshine 78. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9th of Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
It is 52 degrees.
Freeway traffic starting to build. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top story this hour, devastation in the Midwest. A powerful EF4 tornado scarred a mile-wide path across the town of Moore, Oklahoma.
At least 51 people were killed, and that number is expected to rise as the recovery continues. Our live team coverage, Oklahoma Tornado, begins with Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, the horrible sounds of 200-mile-per-hour winds have been replaced with this in Moore, Oklahoma. At least 20 children inside two elementary schools were killed by the storm. Steve McDonald helped rescuers dig through the rubble at one of the schools.
You see those little babies and stuff, and I'm a father of four myself and everything, and that's all I could think about was my children being trapped underneath there, and I just did whatever I could do to help.
Entire city blocks were destroyed, mangled cars and splintered wood can be seen for miles, and more large tornadoes are possible again today. Meanwhile, ABC's Jim Ryan continues our live team coverage, Oklahoma Tornado.
As early as last week, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon was being briefed on the potential for severe weather right through Monday, but she couldn't have anticipated the nightmare unfolding here.
Very hard day, a tragic day of tremendous disaster that has hit this community of Moore and other areas of the state.
Despite lightning and lingering rain, crews have been working through the night in hopes of finding more survivors in the debris of the many collapsed buildings. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Moore, Oklahoma.
This is not the first time a powerful tornado has hit Moore, Oklahoma. In 1999, the strongest twister on record whipped through the city. The man who was mayor at the time says Monday's tornado was even bigger than the EF5 tornado that hit more than a decade ago. That tornado had winds that reached more than 300 miles an hour and destroyed or damaged 8,000 homes.
Our top local story this hour, politics on KSL News Radio. A Utah lawmaker wants to recruit gun makers to the state.
KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Andrew?
Grant, Senator Howard Stevenson is talking about incentivizing gun manufacturers to come here, doing things like eliminating the sales tax on equipment used to make the guns, reducing other obstacles that might make it more challenging to come here. Stevenson outlined his hopes in the Utah Senate's online blog. Why is this issue timely? Because Beretta's apparently looking to relocate its operations in Maryland after that state passed a so-called assault weapons ban. A report at website guns.com says Texas, Virginia, and West Virginia are already recording Beretta. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
The parents of Susan Cox Powell are poring over the newly released police records tonight. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley has more on the far-reaching impacts.
The parents of Susan Cox Powell, Chuck and Judy Cox, plan to speak about the new developments at a press conference in Washington State tomorrow. The end of the police investigation does not conclude everything. There are still volunteer searches, ongoing civil suits, and a fight over life insurance payouts for her two sons. An attorney for the Cox family says both Susan's imprisoned father-in-law and the estate for her deceased brother-in-law want the money. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
An armed man will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing his girlfriend. Stephen Gray was sentenced yesterday. In October, he stabbed Jennifer Blackenbury multiple times in Orem, then drove to Washington State to confess the crime. In March, he pleaded guilty to escape the death penalty.
First, it was the capital city, and now the county is getting into the business of commitment registries. Cleon Wall explains live from the KSL 24-hour News Center. Cleon?
Amanda, this Salt Lake County registry is for all unmarried couples that pledge to be committed to each other financially and also live in the same home. That includes same-sex couples. County Council co-sponsor Arlen Bradshaw says it's important to recognize families that some would not consider traditional. The registry is not legally binding. It's meant to provide a document for businesses or governments that extend benefits to those who are not married. It will be discussed in this morning's county council meeting. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Utah wildlife officers will keep an eye out for that bear that was spotted in Provo Canyon. They trapped it in the Springdale area of Provo Canyon and painted a circle of green on its back. Then they released it near Diamond Fork. That green marking will help them distinguish the bear from others in case it approaches humans again.
Another bear caused some problems in Colorado Springs. Firefighters had to use a ladder truck to reach it after it fell asleep in a tall pine tree after being tranquilized. The bear weighed between 150 and 200 pounds, so firefighters put a harness around it. Then they lowered the bear to the ground as it dangled from the ladder.
Utah's morning news continues.
An alarming amount of handguns are being seized from Salt Lake International. I'm Paul Nelson.
And we'll take another look at your early morning commute coming up just a few minutes on KSL.
KSL News Time with Grant and Amanda, 535.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
In the vast ocean, there was room for only one victor.
Polar frog side, men! Brace yourself!
Many would never come back.
For the queen!
But those who did would be legend. This epic battle for destiny will have to wait until after it rains?
But, Dad, we're winning!
I don't want to get wet!
Dad, we're at sea!
Well, maybe we can storm the kitchen.
Children who spend time with their parents are less likely to drop out of school, abuse drugs or alcohol, and are more likely to finish college. So imagine what a little time can do for your family.
To the galley!
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
My photos on his computer.
So you have some redundancy.
At the hubby backup.
1-3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 5:45, expect a huge response from across the country. After the tornado in Moore, Oklahoma, we will have a live interview.
Right now, the nation is focused on the threat of natural disasters, but what about terrorism? Today, President Obama intends to give the nation his latest assessment of the terrorist threat against the U.S.
At the National Defense University here in Washington, President Obama intends to offer a broad view of his terrorism policy, from Al-Qaeda to Guantanamo to the use of unmanned drones. It comes on the heel of the Boston bombing and aggressive prosecution of news leaks about national security.
That's ABC White House correspondent Ann Compton.
We're on a pace to see a record number of guns seized from Salt Lake International this year. That is sparking gun safety instructors to remind gun owners to keep better track of their weapons. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Last year, 20 guns were seized by TSA screeners at Salt Lake International, but in just the past 5 months, screeners have taken 18.
Carrying a gun is a huge responsibility. Also, we need to carry it in the correct places.
Firearms instructor Stephen Beckstead says gun owners frequently forget they have the guns in the bag, so they need to take the extra step and check everything before they go.
It's up to the gun owner to have the responsibility to make sure they don't have it with them.
In the past 7 days, two people were found with handguns in their bags in Utah. Both face jail time and thousands of dollars in penalties. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A string of cases involving illegally imported goods is keeping customs officials in Los Angeles busy. Agents seized about half a pound of elephant meat, hundreds of purses made from exotic reptile skins, and even a mummified monkey. U.S. Customs and Border Protection spokesperson Lee Hardy says the agency is using the fines to educate travelers on what they can and cannot bring back from overseas.
You need to check and do your homework before you try to bring in exotic things such as the elephant meat and these endangered species.
Hardy says a U.S. citizen living in Southern California was coming back from Nigeria and declared the bag, but not the bag's contents. KSL News Time is 5:39. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And what do you see now, Ricky?
Well, right now, traffic is starting to build. Where it's still extremely light is to the east, I-80, I-215. But for those to the west, you're going to see a little bit more traffic going northbound on the west belt of I-215. Most of that from about 3900, 3500 south up to the 201. The 21st South Freeway itself in great shape, eastbound, coming in from Magna. And then northbounders on I-15, you have good speeds, a little bit of increasing traffic there in Draper, Sandy, Midvale, and Murray. And no problems on I-15 in Utah County. Southbounders, you're going to see a little bit of building as well. But it's only in spots from Hill Air Force Base to Lagoon. And then for southbounders that continue, you're going to see a little bit more busy traffic between Parish Lane, scattered down to the Beck Street overpass. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. The colder storm system from yesterday has gone away. We get high pressure moving in, lots of sunshine, and warmer, upper 70s. Beautiful day. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 51 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Thursday morning at this time, Grant and I had the honor of speaking with former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and asking him about Benghazi. We'll ask him about, well, whatever you'd like us to ask
the
him.
The IRS?
The IRS. I mean, he's been in a pickle, certainly, I mean, of all the people who we're in the White House.
He's been in that vortex, hasn't he?
So we'd like to ask him, and if you have a specific question you'd like us to ask, just text us at 57500.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
You know, if you're an AT&T customer here in the Salt Lake area in Ogden, we've got some great news for you.
Well, what happened is AT&T hired Root Metrics, an independent third-party research company, because they wanted to know how people, you know, what people thought of AT&T. And guess what? They came out on top.
They came out on top. Root Metrics tested overall this area in call, in text, and data performance, and AT&T came out on top.
And right now you can save a lot of money with AT&T when you go in and get half off the newest smartphones, like the one that we use, the HTC One 32 gig, or the Samsung Galaxy S4 16 gig, or the BlackBerry Z10. Now for $99.99 when you trade in your current smartphone.
I just love my HTC One. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I go, people want to see it. They love the way
wow,
it slides.
Wow, this is a good-looking phone.
They love the how clear it is. They love everything about it. So visit an AT&T store today. Click on att.com/Ogden or call 1-866-MOBILITY.
AT&T Rethink Possible. This is a limited-time offer. Select locations in-store only, subject to change. Pay $199.99 with a two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plan and use $100 savings from qualified trade-in 3 years or newer.
Limit one special offer savings, use per device, purchase, early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit a store for offer details, ranking based on Root Metrics Ogden Root Score Report, May 2013. Your experience may vary. For more information, visit rootmetrics.com.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Are your credit cards maxed out? Not paying some bills so you can take care of others? Or are you behind on the rent or utility bills? There is no better time than now to get your finances in order. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, a nonprofit organization, offers a number of steps you can take to get yourself on the way to living debt-free. Track your spending for 1 month and record all your expenses, what kind and how much you spent. Use that to figure out where you can trim the fat. Look for low-cost alternatives to reduce expenses. Pack your lunch instead of buying it. Go to the library instead of the bookstore. When your credit card bills arrive, pay more and pay extra, exceeding the minimum payment. For more tips on how to recover from debt or get help in developing a budget, contact the NFCC to reach a certified counselor at 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. That's 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. A public service message from the NFCC.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in.
Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Sponsored by Utah Gold Buyers, the place to sell your gold, silver, and diamonds with 7 locations to serve.
Doug Wright. This is going up the food chain rather than trickle down. This is trickle up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 50. 13 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, newly released police files say Josh Powell had an affair with a Utah woman just months before his wife disappeared. West Valley Police yesterday announced they closed the case into Susan Powell's disappearance.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Salt Lake Police say a man chased his six-year-old son with a baseball bat and beat him with it. Nathan Jacobson was arrested for investigation of child abuse. The boy was taken to the hospital but was in good condition.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
It's a crash-free commute in progress. That's on the freeways, main secondaries, and our side streets. Freeway traffic is starting to build, but we're still seeing good speeds throughout the entire commute. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Great day, sunshine, and 78. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
And right now, downtown, 52 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. The improper IRS targeting of Tea Party groups is likely to be the focus of tough questions from lawmakers today. A former IRS chief will testify before the Senate Finance Committee. He is expected to be asked what he knew, why he didn't tell Congress.
The Midwest is on day three of tornado warnings, and the death toll continues to rise.
Joining us live in the KSL studio, former special assistant to the director of FEMA, Tom Panuzio, to talk about the Oklahoma tornadoes. And first of all, this is such a wide area of devastation. So when FEMA goes there and when they assess the damage, what do they do first?
Well, the first thing the role of FEMA is to make sure that the presidential disaster declaration is signed and that the first 24 to 72 hours is focused on urban search and rescue. That means that literally from all over the world, hundreds if not thousands of firefighters, personnel, dogs, listening device, radio devices will be sent into the area to literally go step by step, foot by foot, until literally anybody that was in its path, that tornado, which now is estimated at one of the top 10, we think, ever in terms of the damage, those people will be found. We're going to focus on those schools. We're going to focus on the individual communities. And this first 24 to 72 hours is so important because after that, the history tells us the chances of survivability go down drastically.
So they're listening and hoping to find survivors. The problem, Tom, is that another tornado is that, don't they say,
they say,
Grant,
that there's a likelihood of some more tornado activity.
And that just makes their chances of recovery today more difficult, doesn't it?
We were just talking about that over at the KSL Weather Desk, and that absolutely. First of all, what happens is anytime you have rain or the slides, people can fall deeper. Second, there's a lot of people still in their shelter afraid to come out because this twister was so dangerous. So if they feel that there's another one coming or they're injured or they can't get out, it's going to be the storms are going to have to pass through before we can get in there. However, the good thing about this is the Oklahoma governor and the major adjutant general is as good as there is in terms of structuring these. They train for this. Oklahoma Emergency Management is as good as there is, and we're very confident that we're going to find everybody that we can.
There was a story that I just read about a school teacher who herded a bunch of classmates into a bathroom, which was kind of, I guess, the most shielded area in that part of the school. And those children survive. So, you know, the hope is that the rescuers will find little pockets like that, you know, of people huddling in relatively safe areas.
Yeah, and, you know, thank God for those teachers who were able to protect those kids. Unfortunately, they only had 12 minutes that we're understanding of warning. And when you're talking about having school coming out and 160 to 200 mile an hour storm coming through, you really don't have, in many cases, enough time to get in the best and most secured location. Obviously, the bathrooms, in this case, help these individuals survive. But in many cases, people weren't able to get to the necessary places of shelter. And unfortunately, that we're going to see that in the casualty deaths today rise, certainly. And the injured are amazing. I mean, it could have been a lot worse, but you're going to see hundreds more injured.
What can the rest of us do, Tom, who want to help?
You know, Utahns are so amazing at giving, and obviously I'm sure the governor has already called over to the governor of Oklahoma. What the average Utahn can do is, first of all, pray to make sure these kids kids and these folks are okay, and then go to the American Red Cross. I guarantee you, I've worked with the American Red Cross for over 25 years now. Your dollars will get to them, and your dollars will impact the recovery efforts of Oklahoma. And obviously, Utahns in the coming days will be able to give more, and support will go there. And also, I would not be surprised, because of the first responders and their capabilities here in Utah, I'm sure that many of them will go into Oklahoma and participate in this urban search and rescue.
You can immediately donate $10 if you just text the word Red Cross to the number 90999. So you can do that right now, 90999. Just text Red Cross to that number. Tom, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Let's check traffic and weather together at 549, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. How are things rolling, Ricky?
Well, overall, we have a pretty nice morning commute in progress. No problems reported on any of the roadways. And it's about that time of the morning where freeway traffic is starting to pick up the pace. If you're northbound on I-15, you're going to see that it is increasing as you're going through Draper between 123rd South up to 72nd South and headed towards the South Interchange into Murray. Now, those on I-15 in Utah County, problem-free. Southbounders in Davis County, traffic there also building coming southbound between Hill Air Force Base and the North Interchange. Again, good speeds the entire way and no problems north or south. Southbound on I-15 between Ogden and Provo. The rest of the Valley freeways also being in really good shape this morning, and it's just a nice quiet start to the commute. This time yesterday we had a rainy commute, but this morning roads are drying out. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at that 7-day forecast and look ahead to Memorial Day weekend.
Looks like a nice week ahead, guys. The colder, wet weather's gone away. 78, partly cloudy today. 80s tomorrow, sunny and breezy. 70s and a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, 76 Friday, sunshine. And the three-day weekend is upon us. Looks like it'll be nice. Sunny 80s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday and sunshine. Monday, partly cloudy 70s. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now it's 52 downtown.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
It's the one thing that's kept a lot of potential buyers out of the electric car market. Range anxiety. I can't go very far in the thing before my batteries run out of power. Well, maybe not for long. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has an idea: recharging faster than it takes to fill up a tank of gas. Once your ride gets low on power, you simply drive to a corner market and swap your almost dead battery for a fully charged one. Just like changing out your propane gas container for your barbecue grill. But other companies say they've already tried this, a sort of battery swap system, and failed miserably. So it remains to be seen exactly what Tesla has up its sleeve to make the idea stick. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
KSL News time is 5:52. We get the latest from Oklahoma now and ABC News.
Oh, my God!
Hell on earth as a huge tornado tore through the Oklahoma City suburb of Moore.
All I saw was a bunch of debris flying and stuff, and the big tornado right behind me was just coming just straight my way, so I just had to just run as fast as we could.
He was lucky, others weren't. The death toll stands at 51, including 20 children. Authorities expect up to 40 more bodies. Homes and businesses and schools demolished, cars and trucks piled up. ABC Stephen Portnoy is in Moore.
I'm standing just on the edge of what's become a massive debris field some 20 blocks wide. Authorities at this point aren't letting us get any closer, but right in front of me I see the crumpled remains of what they say was a 7-Eleven here on the corner. The town looks like it was put into a wood chipper. The smell of smoke and natural gas fills the air, and that's giving headaches to first responders.
And today, possible twisters, southern Oklahoma, north Texas, Arkansas, and Missouri. Doug Limerick, ABC News.
Salad. Almonds, apples, bananas, and water.
Burgers and fries.
Potatoes. Oatmeal, yogurt, tuna, pineapple, raisins.
Chocolate candy, licorice, cake and cookies, fudge.
Wheat cereal, honey soy?
Bacon.
So the fight about junk food versus healthy food isn't always easy. But it's a battle parents should win.
Soup, crackers, pretzels, and strawberries.
Ice cream or milkshakes.
Beets. Celery, pears, walnuts, rice, corn, and carrots.
Because the truth is, the eating habits your children pick up now will likely be the same when they're adults.
Fries, donuts, and gummies.
Squash. cabbage, cashew, salmon, oranges, and papaya.
Bonbons.
Learn more about better nutrition and healthier eating habits for your children from Intermountain Healthcare's Live Well Fitness Initiative at intermountainlivewell.org.
Brownies, hot dogs, and soda.
Asparagus, tomatoes, Brussels sprouts.
Blueberries?
Blueberries.
Visit intermountainlivewell.org today.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Have the latest from Oklahoma, of course, throughout the morning here on Utah's Morning News. And I thought that was so descriptive that we just heard.
Oh my gosh, what a comment.
From ABC News that this town of Moore, Oklahoma looks like it was put through a wood chipper.
Yeah.
He said he was standing where he thought a 7-Eleven had been.
Mm-hmm. It's totally
gone. It's just hard to imagine.
Well, and a little bit earlier, we had the comment of that young, I believe it was a young girl, very young girl, and she was asked, what are you going to do now? And she says, well, if my mom and dad are still alive,
I'll go
then
home.
we'll go somewhere to a hotel someplace.
Oh, because her home had been destroyed.
Right.
Well, we're following that story, of course, and also following yesterday after the West Valley Police Department said that they were closing down the active nature of the Susan Powell investigation. We did learn yesterday after they turned over and they made public all of those documents that Josh Powell had been having an affair shortly before all of this happened. And I'm not sure that that's relevant to anything, but it may be, that just to know that
information. Yeah.
And the WSU, the Weber State Guard, the golden boy.
Had his bodyguards beat up some kids that just wanted to take his picture?
Damian Lillard. Why would that happen? More on that coming up on KSL.
Watching Utah's Money, a 10-year-old boy feels like a millionaire today. The young entrepreneur won a $5,000 award for writing something that he designed something, and the contest was sponsored by Warren Buffett.
Wall Street started slowly this week, but small company stocks are climbing. The Russell 2000, an index of small company stocks, hit its highest mark ever, just above 1,000 points. The Dow was down 19 points at day's end.
And your money at this moment, taking a look at the futures market, the Dow futures are up just slightly, up 2. S&P 500 up 1.5, but the NASDAQ is also down 250.
Attention, on Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
dealerships and anybody out there, Miss Ricky?
Yeah, we're starting to see freeway traffic build, but now we have our first accident of the morning. It's on I-215 South Belt going eastbound. It's going to be right around 700 West, so just to the side of the South Interchange. This car is actually over to the left shoulder up against the barrier, but it's facing the wrong direction. So it's out of traffic. It's not going to cause you any kind of delay, but emergency crews haven't even arrived on the scene yet, so we'll keep you updated as to if they block lanes of traffic. Clearfield City, the city that has it made, including products manufactured by Lifetime Products. Practical to playful products for shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, gardening, or kayaking. Lifetime and Clearfield City have it made for you. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. Look at that. We're going to have a high of about 78, 84 tomorrow. We like that. We like that a lot. 52 degrees right now downtown.
Can you imagine the reunion? As children come out of the rubble in Oklahoma and their
and
parents.
Find loved ones.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Yeah. The latest from Oklahoma coming up on KSL News Radio.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL